Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 29 of English with Tim, where you can learn English in depth and detail. I'm Tim, English teacher from Ohio, polyglot, world traveler, podcaster, and author of a number of resources for learning English. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about articles. Speakers of pretty much every language besides Western European languages like German or Spanish have problems correctly using English articles, so it's worth taking a look at them. A lot of my students over the years have believed that articles are just trash words that don't really mean anything, and also that it's impossible to learn them. Neither of those things is true, as you will soon see. There are two types of articles: indefinite articles, or not definite articles, and definite articles. There are two indefinite articles. The first indefinite article is the so-called zero article, which means no article at all. The other indefinite article is a or an. We also have the word some, which is not exactly an article, but often appears in the same place as articles, so it's worth talking about the word some. We also have one definite article, the, also pronounced the, more commonly pronounced the. You may already know more about articles than you think you do. I'm going to tell you a short story with the articles in it missing, and will ask you to supply the articles as we go. I will also explain why I used each article. I do suspect, though, that in most of the cases, and more than just 51%, that you will correctly choose the article. So, before we start with the story, though, it will be a good idea to talk about three categories of nouns that you'll hear in it. First, we have singular nouns. Singular nouns name a single person, place, or thing. For example, bench, park, restaurant, and exit. Second, we have uncountable nouns. Uncountable nouns most often name materials: air, water, tea, fish. Finally, we have plural nouns, which name more than one person, place, or thing. For example, cops. Cops are police officers. Restaurants, menus, benches, exits, cups, and so on. So which article we choose depends on two things. First is the category of noun: singular, uncountable, or plural. The second factor is whether we're talking about this noun for the first time or have already spoken about it. Okay, so let's get started. It was cold, rainy day. So it was a cold, rainy day. Day, in this case, a cold, rainy day, is a singular noun, and it's the first time we've talked about it. So when you have a singular noun and you're talking about it for the first time, use a or an. Next, girl was sitting on bench in park. So a girl was sitting on a bench in a park. You could also say the park. A girl, because this is the first time we've talked about her, and it's a singular noun. Bench, also a singular noun that we're talking about for the first time. We're just introducing it. And park, well, I said a or the. Why could we have either of them? Well, I'll get into that at the end, but I will say that when we're talking about places, there is a little bit of ambiguity or unclearness about which one you choose. It doesn't result in a big difference in meaning when depending on which one you choose, but again, I'll talk about it at the end. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Next, girl was hungry and thirsty. So, the girl was hungry and thirsty. Why the? Well, we already talked about her. This is the second time we've mentioned her. Next, girl stood up from bench. So, the girl stood up from the bench. We already talked about the girl. This is the third time now. This is the second time we've talked about the bench. Those are both singular nouns. Singular noun, second or more mentions, the. Number four, girl started walking towards exit. So the girl started walking towards an exit or the exit. The girl, this is now the fourth time we've talked about this person who is referred to with a singular noun, and exit, a or the. Well, again, this is a place, and we'll get to that at the end. While girl was walking, she saw cops. So while the girl was walking, she saw cops, or she saw some cops. So why the girl? Well, singular noun, already talked about her. Cops. This is the first time we've had a plural noun in our little story, and so it's the first mention, and with first mention of plurals, we use no article or some. No article sounds a little bit more formal. Some sounds a little bit less formal. Not a huge difference. Next, girl asked cops where she could find nice restaurant. So the girl asked the cops where she could find a nice restaurant. This is, what, the sixth time we've talked about this girl? Cops, this is the second time we've talked about them. Girl is singular, second plus mention. Cops is plural, you know, after the first mention. And nice restaurant. Well, restaurant, this is the first time we've talked about this restaurant. And it's singular. Singular, first mention, therefore A. Next. Cops said there was nice Japanese restaurant nearby. So, the cops said there was a nice Japanese restaurant nearby. Well, the cops, you know, plural, already talked about them. What about restaurant? Didn't we just talk about a restaurant, and therefore this is the second time? Well, not exactly, because before we talked about just nice restaurant, and there was nothing, no more detail added to it. In this case, we're talking about a different restaurant. Nice Japanese restaurant. And it's still also kind of in the area of theory. We're not really talking about a specific restaurant that we know specifically which one it is. So it's a nice Japanese restaurant. Next. Girl decided to go to restaurant that cops talked about. So the girl decided to go to the restaurant that the cops talked about. Girl, singular, you know, mentioned her already many times. The restaurant. Well, we already established or decided that we were talking about a Japanese restaurant, and so, yeah, it's become specific enough, clear enough, that we're talking about the restaurant. And the cops, because, well, plural, and, you know, we've talked about them before. Next. Cops asked the girl if they could go with her. So, the cops asked the girl if they could go with her. The cops, you know, plural, we've already talked about them. Next. Girl said yes. The girl said yes. Girl, we've already talked about her. Singular. Next. Cops and girl walked to Japanese restaurant together. So, the cops and the girl walked to the Japanese restaurant together. Cops, plural, already talked about them. Girl, singular, already talked about her. Japanese restaurant, we've already talked about this, and it's singular. So, the. Next. They walked in and sat down at table. So, they walked in and sat down at the table. Or it could be a table. Well, why the difference? Again, this is about places and exceptions. This is a little bit of an exception, and we'll talk about places at the end. Next. Waitress came to table and asked what girl and cops wanted to drink. So, a waitress came to the table and asked what the girl and the cops wanted to drink. A waitress, this is the first time we've talked about this woman. The table, well, we just talked about a table a moment ago, singular. The girl, well, you know, singular, we've already talked about her a zillion times now. And the cops, plural, we've already talked about them. So, you could also potentially say the waitress. I don't think so, that doesn't sound great. Not a huge mistake, though. Next. Girl ordered hot sake, and cops ordered jasmine tea. So, the girl ordered some hot sake, or the girl ordered hot sake, and the cops ordered some jasmine tea, or ordered jasmine tea. So, the girl ordered hot sake, and the cops ordered jasmine tea, or the girl ordered some hot sake, and the cops ordered some jasmine tea. So, hot sake and jasmine tea, each of these are uncountable nouns. This is the first time in the story that we've had uncountable nouns. And hot sake, it's an uncountable noun we're talking about for the first time, so we use it with some or no article. Jasmine tea, same situation. First mention, and it is uncountable. Next. Pot of tea was very hot. So pot is a container for tea, big one, not a cup, but the thing that they bring, you know, like a half a liter of tea in to you, to the table. So pot of tea was very hot, so cops waited to drink it. So the pot of tea was very hot, so the cops waited to drink it. The pot of tea, that's a little bit of an exception. Not an exception, but something that's a little bit of a different principle, more detailed, and I'll get to that at the end. The cops waited to drink it. That's clear. Plural, already talked about it. Next, girl drank sake quickly, and cops drank tea slowly. So, the girl drank the sake quickly, and the cops drank the tea slowly. Already talked about the girl and the cops a zillion times. Sake and tea are uncountable, and we are talking about them for the second time, so it's going to be the. Next, waitress came back with menus. Should be the waitress came back with menus, or with some menus. The waitress, we've already talked about her. Menus, this is plural, we're talking about them for the first time, so you can use some or no article. Next, waitress asked what girl and cops wanted to eat. The waitress asked what the girl and the cops wanted to eat. Pretty clear, all singular here, and we've talked about all these people before. Girl ordered soup, soup, and large steak. So, the girl ordered some soup, or just ordered soup, and a large steak. Girl, we've already talked about her. Soup, this is an uncountable noun. We're talking about it for the first time, so it can be some soup or just soup. And large steak, well, you can count steaks. You can say one steak, two steaks, three steaks. So this is a singular noun for the first time, so a large steak. Next, cops ordered sushi rolls. The cops ordered some sushi rolls or ordered sushi rolls. Cops, we already talked about them. Sushi rolls, plural noun, talking about them for the first time. So it's some or no article. Next, girl and cops ate their food. The girl and the cops ate their food. I don't think I need to explain that anymore. And the last sentence. Waitress came and brought bill. So the waitress came and brought the bill. Well, you might say, wait a minute, this is a singular noun and we're talking about it for the first time. Well, you can expect this. You know, in a restaurant, you've ordered food, and of course, they're going to bring you this bill at the end. So, final sentence, actually. Everyone paid and went home. The end. So, now you have a fair amount of examples of articles in use, and now you maybe even also have started to feel that articles actually do mean something. Before I do that, I'm just going to read through the story again smoothly, because it's, you know, you could easily, in fact, you probably did lose a little bit the flow of it. So, it was a cold, rainy day, and a girl was sitting on a bench in a park. The girl was hungry and thirsty. The girl stood up from the bench. The girl started walking towards an exit, or the exit. While the girl was walking, she saw some cops. The girl asked the cops where she could find a nice restaurant. The cops said there was a nice Japanese restaurant nearby. The girl decided to go to the restaurant that the cops talked about. The cops asked the girl if they could go with her. The girl said yes. The cops and the girl walked to the Japanese restaurant together. They walked in and sat down at a table. The waitress came to the table and asked what the girl and the cops wanted to drink. The girl ordered some hot sake, and the cops ordered jasmine tea. The pot of tea was very hot, so the cops waited to drink it. The girl drank the sake quickly, and the cops drank the tea slowly. The waitress came back with menus, or with some menus. The waitress asked what the girl and the cops wanted to eat. The girl ordered some soup and a large steak. The cops ordered some sushi rolls. The pot of tea was very hot, so the cops waited to drink it. The girl drank the sake quickly, and the cops drank the tea slowly. I think I already said that. Anyway, the waitress came back with the menus, or some menus. The waitress asked what the girl and the cops wanted to eat. The girl ordered some soup and a large steak. The cops ordered some sushi rolls. The girl and the cops ate their food. The waitress came and brought the bill. Everyone paid and went home. So, let's summarize what we've talked about. We use a or an with singular nouns that we are talking about for the first time. So we can say that a or an actually has a meaning, and that meaning is, hey, person that I'm talking to, pay attention, I'm going to tell you something new about a thing that we have not talked about together before. Maybe it sounds crazy that there is so much information in a single word that only has a single letter, but it's true. Moving on to no article or some, they both mean something similar to a or an. Like, hey person, I'm talking to you, pay attention, I'm going to tell you about an uncountable noun that we've not talked about before. Finally, let's deal with a definite article, the. What do you think the word the means? Maybe stop the recording for a second and think about it. Okay, now I will tell you. The word the means we have already spoken about this thing together, and I know that you know that I know that you know, and we both agree that we are talking about this specific one and not another one. We both know which one it is. And remember, you can use the with any category of noun. So, is that everything you need to know about articles? Well, not exactly. You notice that there are some cases where, even though we are talking about something for the first time, we still use the indefinite definite article, the. Let's take a look at why that is the case. So, first one. It was a cold, rainy day, and a girl was sitting on a bench in a park or the park. Why is it possible to say either article, and does it result in a major difference in meaning? Well, you can say, in this case, in a park, because it's a singular noun, and it's the first time we're talking about it. However, when people talk about places like parks, post offices, rivers, supermarkets, and so on, there is usually an unspoken belief that we will go to the one that we know about, usually the closest one to us. And the people that we tell these things to, the people that we have this kind of conversation with, hey, I'm going to the supermarket, this is usually the people that we have these conversations with are usually family, friends, and roommates. And they are people that probably know which post office we go to, and so we say the with those people. Next sentence. The girl started walking towards an exit or the exit. We can say an exit because it's possible for a park to have several exits, and it may not be clear which one someone is going to use. We can also say the exit because each exit is a place, and like I said a moment ago, when we talk about places, we talk generally about the closest one. Next exception. They walked in and sat down at a table or the table. This is, again, the same situation. A table, because there are lots of tables in a typical restaurant. And we don't know which one it's going to be. The table, because they are probably talking about the closest one. Personally, I think I would say a table here, but again, this is not a strong preference. Last example. The pot of tea was very hot, so the cops waited to drink it. This example is different. The reason we say the pot here is because just before this, we talked about how the cops ordered their tea, so we know that the tea is going to come to the table. Normally, we can suppose that in a Japanese restaurant, tea is going to be served in pots. This is something that pretty much everybody knows. So you've ordered the tea, you're expecting it to come in, you know, the pot. So that's all the rules and nuances about articles for this week, everybody. Is that all of them? Is that really all of the rules for articles? No, actually, not even close. But what I've talked about in this episode explains the basic idea of articles, and it lays the groundwork for understanding other more specific rules. It also, these rules in today's episode cover really about 85% of cases. So I will return to this topic in a future episode. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I look forward to seeing what you think in the comments below.